Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Mr. Shear. People are going to hate the first couple minutes of this episode.
Nicole's eating, so she told me to talk for a while, and I guess I'm just gonna talk about me for a minute. I'm in Atlanta right now, and I did a couple shows last night, and that was super fun. Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you for the feedback. Yeah, the shows were actually really super fun. And I'm going to be shooting in Atlanta next year because I'm part of the Agatha spinoff of WandaVision, which I'm very excited about.
Congratulations!
Thank you so much. Thank you. Yeah, people pointed out online that we had an episode where we were manifesting things, and this is one of the things I manifested, is being in Marvel. And so I'm so glad.
What the fuck did I manifest? Did any of it come true?
I do remember you saying you were going to manifest working with someone. Viola Davis?
Maybe. And guess who wasn't in The Woman King? Guess who wasn't the woman fucking prince?
Not even a woman popper.
I wanted to be a woman joker. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Sashir, for starting that off. Yeah. I'm so proud of you. I'm so happy that you got that part.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. She's a queen and now she's gonna be an undisclosed character. She signed the NDA and nobody knows.
I kind of hardly know too. They give you little bits of information as needed.
Yeah, my friend was on a Marvel show. Didn't know what was happening, but like knew the lead from something else. And then the lead just told him what happened, but like didn't give him. It's wild. They're like, we don't want anybody to know, not even the people in it, which is great because I don't love to read anything. Let me be in Marvel. Don't worry. I'll ask no questions. I'll get those besides the day of. I'll read them over. You tell me what's happening and I'll do it.
That's really funny. Yeah. When you do press, it's like, no worries here. If you spoiling anything, you're like, I don't know.
I know what I shot and I asked zero questions.
And they're like, Nicole, stop being so coy. And you're like,
Who's coy? I'm uninformed.
I just don't know.
I just want to say I too had a victory. I went to Little Don's last night. There was one piece of lasagna left when I arrived.
Oh my God, you got the last piece?
One singular piece of lasagna. And some people may say, Nicole, that's not exciting. But for me, thrilling.
Yes, you've been on the hunt for lasagna for weeks.
For weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. They set it aside.
Because they knew you were coming?
No. When I walked in, they had one piece left and they set it aside so no one could go. I need a lasagna and take that lasagna. And then we sat. And then I was like, I guess I'll get wine. And then I got my wine. And then another server came over and was like, did you get the lasagna? Mm. And I was like, oh, I haven't placed my order yet. They're like, we got to put it in now before someone steals it.
They're like, this girl needs her lasagna. She's going to ask about it.
This was at 8:25. How are you running out of lasagna at 8:25? The people have spoken. Mm. East Los Angeles wants lasagna on Friday. Have it.
Really?
Have
every it. Day.
I mean, it would be delightful if I could get my lasagna every day. Mm-hmm. But
so wait, is that what you were just eating this morning too?
Hell yeah.
So you didn't finish it last night? How could you resist?
Well, I have a thing. Now, my tummy hurts sometimes.
Oh,
so
right,
I have
right.
to eat sometimes not as much because mm-hmm. tummies hurt. It's not ideal.
But then you get to savor meals longer. Isn't that nice?
Yes.
This is a two-day lasagna.
This was a two-day lasagna. Yes. The Lord let me enjoy my lasagna over the course of 2 days. And I gotta say, one of the greatest gifts I've ever gotten from the Lord.
And on the second day, also lasagna.
Oh my God, it's like I ate Jesus. He died and then rose again.
He died for your meal.
He did. Oh my God. Oh, baby.
I'm so glad that you got your lasagna.
Me too. I was in tears the last time when I couldn't have it. And then I was in tears when I got it. And then the person I was with was like, I think you're like addicted to the chase of the lasagna. I don't know if you actually like
Whoa,
the lasagna.
Interesting.
It did need a little seasoning. But then I had it this morning and I don't agree. Because yeah. leftovers aren't as good as the first time around. And guess what? This felt like the first time I met her. I think I'm going to get a Garfield tattoo next because I hate Mondays and I love lasagna.
Oh my God. You absolutely should. That's really funny.
Thank you. I think it's really funny too. Wait, what's your next chit-chat going to be?
I have one in my mind because last time we were both in New York, you threatened to get tattoos. So I was like, I got to think of something on the way there. So I didn't have an idea.
So oh, in the, yeah.
So in the cab, I thought of getting a rose, but kind of like geometric. Mm-hmm. And because my name is a crystal rose mm-hmm. from like a different planet in Star Trek. And I was like, oh, that'd be cute if I got like a rose that kind of represents my name in a way.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah.
Chrysalis.
I could do chrysalis too. That's nice.
Oh, I thought the rose was called a chrysalis.
No, chrysalis is the stage that, but where a caterpillar turns into a butterfly.
What am I thinking of?
That is my incorporation. Is that what you're thinking of?
Maybe. And I thought that meant rose, and I thought it had something to do with your name.
Mm-mm. No.
Fuck.
I just loved that word for so long. I like learned it maybe in middle school or something. It was like a vocabulary word, and I was like, I love this word. I'm going to use it in something.
I love that you remembered a word that you liked. I learned a word yesterday and I loved it. And I repeated it and everything. Everyone was like, wow, Nicole, you remembered it. And I said, in 30 seconds, I won't know it. And it's today and I don't know it.
Oh, no. Do you remember what context you used it in?
Well, it is a word for a thing that the grips use to create like a different shadow of light on something. Okay. And it looks like cow print, but the white part is just nothing is there. And it's like a flag. And I don't know what it's called.
Mm.
But that dark black fabric, that's called duvetine.
That's a good word.
That's a very good word. Give me some duvetine. It's close to Ovaltine. Don't get them twisted.
Yeah, you don't want to mess up and get some hot chocolate instead.
They're like, we need some Ovaltine. They bring you Ovaltine. It's like, no, I needed a duvetine.
This can't block the light.
Oh my God, we're going to be delayed.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada. And, you know, people talk and you're just like, oh my God, this is annoying. And then you just hit an unsubscribe on a bunch of things you got subscribed to on your email. And you're like, what is happening? And I know you've dealt with yada yada before. Like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding in the deep in fine print, or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare, but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere. And yes, it's possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. You don't take yada yada in life. Don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of our over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
I don't wear makeup often, but when I do, I want to make sure I can use products that work for my skin and look good for my skin color. And so that's why I like Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Their Brilliant Eye Brightener can be used as highlighter-eyeshadow combo that makes your eye look effortless. It comes in 16 buildable shades to choose from and play with. Their easy-to-use Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look. It holds like wax and blends like a powder. I love the waterproof eyebrow liner because most of the time I just do my eyebrows and walk out the door. I like having a nice little like finished look. It looks like I tried, but I really didn't. I don't need multiple things. I don't need a brush and then a separate liner and then a separate color and blah, blah, blah. It's all one thing and it's great. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bestfriends. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bestfriends for 10% off your first order.
This year, yesterday, I was so frightened, worried, concerned, shocked, appalled, saddened, afraid. I thought you were about to get taken.
Oh, yes. I guess I didn't text great things, but I landed at the airport in Atlanta and I was like, I can't get a rental car. I'm getting in a Lyft. Actually, I got in a cab. Actually, this guy's screaming at his phone right now. I don't know where I am. My phone's about to die. And you're like, please text me when you get to the hotel.
You said, I just got in a cab because it was in front of me. And the driver was just screaming directions for screaming in his phone for directions. I said, oh, no. And then you said, the phone doesn't know what he's talking about. I said, please don't get napped. You said, we're driving now and my phone's about to die and he doesn't have a cord or an outlet. Why is this happening? What do I do? And I was like, oh, no, I don't know. Turn it on airplane mode until you've made it to the destination. Take a screenshot of the directions and arrival time so you know you're going to the right place. Please let me know your I really escalated it. Then you're like, I feel safe. I'm not worried. But here's the hotel I'm going to just in case. I said, okay, thank you. If I don't hear from you in an hour, I will call the hotel.
I that's so not how, that's not the tone I thought it was taking when I typed it.
Sashir, I was in an action movie for 20 minutes.
You really were.
I was like, ready to buy a ticket to get to where you were. Save you from the cab.
I thought I was like, I just got in the cab because he was in front of me and the driver was just screaming on his phone for directions. And then you go, oh, no. And I was like, yeah. And the phone doesn't know what he's talking about. And you said, please don't get nabbed. And I'm like, we're driving now. And my phone's about to die. And he doesn't have a cord or an outlet. What's happening? What did I do? And I guess I said what I do as in like, what did I do to deserve this? Not what do I do?
Okay. Okay. Fair. I thought you were in peril. I mean, yesterday I was having real cognitive just discourse all over. We were reading a scene and the line was, we haven't tricked anybody today, any black women today. Ooh, there it is. because we like saw a box. But I said, ooh, there it is, and pointed to a man. And then our director was like, hey, Nicole, I don't think you're saying there it is in reference to this man. I think it's the box that you've been looking for in the prior scene. And I was like, oh, no.
You're like, oh, that makes a lot more sense.
Uh-huh. And then the next line I fucked up was, you can't put a price on friendship, but even if we did, it'd be more than $2,000. And I was saying that to this man at this store who had the box that we wanted. And then the girl in the scene with me was like, hey, Nicole, I think you're talking to me about our friendship. And I was like, oh, no.
I like that when you arrive to set, you're a blank slate. You're like, I'm not going to let anything else inform what I'm doing in the present. I don't care about the past. I don't care about the future of this scene. I'm here in the now.
Uh-huh. And then we were sitting at our chairs, and it's me, Gracie, and then our guest actor for the day. And we were like, I was going over my lines because I was like, boy, oh boy, you guys, sorry about those rehearsals. That was wild. And then I was looking at my lines and I was like, I don't want to do this. So then I said out loud, I'm not learning my lines. And then I put my sides down. And everyone kind of just stared at me because I think they were like, oh, I don't think she's going to actually learn them.
And like, we need you to.
You have the bulk of the lines in this scene. But I will tell you this. On the first like take, I knew them and it was great and it was fine. I like got them in my bones and then I was like, I could go over these more, but like, I know it. And I'll like, by the third take, it'll be like, ooh, like yummy and exactly where I want it. And I was like, there's no point going over them more. And I just thought it'd be funny to be like, I'm not learning my line. And everyone looks so concerned.
Way to trust yourself.
Mm-hmm. But you are right. I am a blank vessel wherever I go. No thoughts, nothing. That's how I like to be, you know? Paint me up, daddy.
I mean, some people do a lot of self-work to get to that point. To be present,
mm-hmm.
to be in the moment. That's like rare.
Oh, interesting. Thank you. I am in the moment a lot. Also, there was a scene where I had to cry. I have had I've had to cry in auditions, but I don't think I've had to cry on camera. Have you had to cry on camera?
Yeah. Only one time is coming to mind. No, probably a couple times, but it was for Woke, and it was like a serious like boo-hoo cry.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, I felt like I was crying the whole day and it was awful. And then I was dry. Then I was like, there's nothing in the well. Like I'm empty. And they had to get that.
Like fake tears.
Yeah. What is it called? It's like spearmint or?
The stuff that they rub under your eyes?
Yeah. It's like it's minty fresh.
Yes.
And they put it under your eyes to make it water.
Which can't be good for anybody.
No, I'm like, I'm sure this is not good for my skin, my eyes. I don't know what's happening. But yeah, it was like just a ton of takes in different angles of me crying. And I'm like, mm-hmm. I feel like just a close up would be great.
Do they start with your close up?
We did not.
That is rude.
Yeah.
That is very rude.
I hadn't done it before like that. So I didn't know to be like, hey, so that we get authentic tears, let's start on the close up and then move out. We started on the wide. And all my good shit was far away.
Oh, no. And you can't use... This is a real fucking insidery talk. Sorry, besties. Is that what we call people who listen to this show?
I like it. I don't think we've tried that, but I like or that.
Friends.
I think I've said friends before.
Friends. Wait, should we say besties or friends?
Besties is nice. Besties is like more personal.
Yeah. Sorry, besties. It's insider talk.
Sometimes I wonder how insider, like, I am surprised at how people who are not in the TV industry, how many terms they do understand.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's been so many shows about TV that I think people do get some stuff. But I do wonder how much do they understand and how much are they like, I have no clue what you're talking about.
Well, the tour that goes by at Universal, they go, and here's Crafty. And I don't think they explain what crafty is. Crafty is just like snacks. Mm-hmm. And then they'll be like, and here's catering. Yesterday, this man's like, yum, give me a prime rib. And nobody laughed on the tram. And I laughed really hard.
Yum, give me a prime rib. I mean, I wouldn't laugh either. It's not a joke.
No, but I loved it. It is a joke. You're driving past food. You go, yum, give me a prime rib.
But wait, why is that a joke?
Because he can't have the prime rib. He's on a moving vehicle. He won't get it.
But maybe they could stop the vehicle.
It's a tour. No stops here.
The tour audience doesn't know that. Maybe they're like, oh, I guess we're all getting prime ribs right now.
But it keeps moving. So then you go, no prime ribs here.
Okay, our barometer for jokes are very different.
Yeah, I guess they are. I'm just like here for giggles at all times.
No, I like giggling too. I just didn't get the joke.
Come on, Sashir, we're in a moving car.
Okay.
And I say to you, give me a prime rib.
I mean, if you said it, I would laugh very hard.
Thank you.
It's obviously not terribly different from things that you've said to me. One time we were in a car and you were driving and you were so hungry. And I don't think we were even discussing food. And you held out your hand, you just cupped it in the air and you said, can I please have the mashed potatoes?
I think we were parked too. Or maybe we were driving. I don't know. But you're right. I held my hand out like you had mashed potatoes in your purse.
And I was withholding them as if I was like, and you're like, can I please?
Oh, boy.
And that's a funny joke.
Can I please have some mashed potatoes? I mean, if you had them and slopped them in my hand, I would be the happiest little camper. Oh my God. Sashir, I got violently sick the other day.
Oh no.
From just one guess of food I ate.
Ranch.
Unfortunately, no. Eggs.
Oh.
I had scrambled eggs that were full of crunchums. And I don't know what the crunchy parts were, but I was eating around the crunchy parts. And as soon as it got crunchy, I would like spit it out and then dig through it and eat the non-crunchy part. So like, truly, on my part, it seemed like I was like, I'm yearning to get sick. I don't know what this is.
Wait, was this from a restaurant or did you make this?
No, this is on set. This is catering.
Oh, no.
It was terrible. And then our holding was at this lady's house and I tore up her bathroom.
Oh, no.
And she was home.
She's like, I'm never opening up my house to Hollywood.
She was like, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
Whatever they were paying me, they must double. That was not worth it.
I have to hire an exorcist now.
Truly. But I gotta say, it was a real treat that it wasn't in the trailer bathrooms, but it was solid ground in someone's home.
With good plumbing.
Good plumbing. A nice toilet seat to sit right on. Mm-hmm.
Thank goodness.
I hope she doesn't listen to this podcast. I mean, she knew what was up. She had to have. But she
and it's
did
not
have
just you using the bathroom. It's like the whole crew, the whole cast.
Well, it's just the cast in the 80s and the director. So it wasn't too many people. But yeah, she knew what was up. She invited us into her home. She didn't know what we were doing. She did put out the poopery. Well. So I think she was prepared. And I was like, all right, poopery, let's on. It was wild.
Do you feel better now?
Yes, I do. And not to continue talking about shits and poops, but like, have you ever had an episode of the poops where you are surprised by what your body can do?
Yeah.
Where it's like, rat-a-da-da-da-da. And you're like, ah! You're like, oh, no!
One time I drank castor oil and I can't remember why. I don't know what I read that was like, this will clear you out or like, this is good for your stomach. Or I was like dealing with some digestive issues And that was like a thing I saw. And so I took some, went to bed, woke up, and was in a puddle.
Oh, no. You pooped yourself?
Yeah. And oh, everything else. Here. It was like a it was like a stream. It was like, I was like, there's no form to this. It's formless. It's not like I even pushed. It just was like, it just like slid out.
Slid on out. Oh, no. I feel like I vaguely have heard this story, but wow, oh, wow. Did it get on the mattress?
No, it didn't get on the mattress. It got on the sheet. So I got up. I don't remember what order of things I had to do because it was like, well, I'm the mess and that's a mess. And how do I clean myself in the thing at the same time? And I'm like going back and forth to the bathroom and trying to wrap things up and wrap myself up.
Oh, boy. Wait, was this in New York?
It was in New York, yeah.
Oh, no. So then you had to go like outside your apartment to wash those sheets.
Yep.
Lord, the city will humble you. Ooh, wee. It's like you haven't been humbled until you take your shitty sheets to the laundry mat. Oh my God. That's very funny, Sashir.
I think I try to wash it in the sink as much as possible. And then, yeah, took it to a laundry mat.
I can't remember. So I feel like I've heard that. It's like, drink your castor oil for X, Y, and Z, but I cannot remember what X, Y, and Z is.
I also can't remember what X, Y, and Z is.
Mm.
I really don't remember why I did it. But my body said, no, thank you.
My body, my body's telling me.
No.
No. Ooh, Kimmy, what's this?
Found something. Castor oil is used to treat constipation, but that's not, I don't think that's what I was using it for.
Well, it helped.
It definitely cleared things out, yes.
Can I drink castor oil to poop? Oh, wait, can you go back? It says, can castor oil help me lose weight?
Like a diuretic?
Aside from relieving constipation, no evidence suggests that castor oil has any direct or indirect ability to aid in weight loss. Oh, okay. It just releases constipation.
I really don't think that's what I was doing.
Sounds like you were constipated, Sashir.
But I'm like actually never constipated.
Real? Oh, that's probably because you like, wait, I don't know why. You don't eat like
the greatest. I don't eat the greatest. I'm not eating a bunch of leafy greens, but I do drink a lot of water. And I think that does help.
Yeah. I think that that's really interesting to me. Wow. What a case study in nutrition. You can eat whatever you want as long as you just guzzle that water.
I don't think that's true, but
seems as such. You're healthy as a bug if you just guzzle water and eat all the chips you want. Hot dogs are plenty. Just drink your water.
I do eat lots of hot dogs. Well, less hot dogs now, but yes, hot dogs are plenty. Lots of chips and pizza.
Mm-hmm. I have been trying to eat like slightly better because like apparently, I don't know. Shit gets bad when you get old, and I'm not trying to be here for all the bad shit.
Yeah.
And I've been like, what is it? Meal prepping? I said, sure, this shit sucks. You gotta like weigh shit and shit, you know? Well, and you have to put it in these like little divided glass containers. And then you like, you eat Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And it's just like Lunchables for adults. And I hate it. I hated Lunchables as kids. Why is my food fucking separated? I'm okay if it touches. Actually, I'm not. But like, I don't like the, I don't like the division. Like, why can't I just slop it in a Tupperware and just like have like dividers that I don't know. I don't know what I want. I just know I don't want this.
Can you just put it in whatever container you want?
Okay, here's what I said. I don't mind if it touches, but then also I do mind if it touches. So I feel like the best course of action is to put it into the little glass containers, but then put them on a plate later. But now I'm dirtying two things. I'm furious. And then did you know? Did you know on a kitchen scale, you could put a bowl on it and then you hit this thing called Terry and then it goes back to zero.
Ooh.
It takes the weight of the bowl away. So you're not putting shit on it naked.
And do you like that? You sound very angry.
And no,
Oh, okay.
I've been putting things on it naked and wiping it down every fucking time I put something on it. Oh, I don't have to wipe it.
Yeah, you can put it right in a bowl.
God, furious. Nobody tells you anything.
I'm sure the directions did.
I'm going to read directions for a scale. I put the batteries in and we go for it. You want me to read directions for a scale?
But clearly you needed to. Clearly there was a piece of information you were missing. And maybe
I guess
more.
So. How come there's no Terry Unreal scales? Maybe.
Oh, for like shoes and stuff?
Maybe there's a heavy weight on my heart that doesn't really calculate in my body weight. But ooh. Yeah, shoes and stuff.
Accounting for the heart weight. Yeah.
I'm going through it. So like, can we take off about 10 pounds? Thank you.
I'm actually interested in that. Are people like heavier when they have like a heavy heart? Kimmy, do you mind looking that up? I don't know what you would type in there, but.
Yeah, does sadness make you physically weigh more? Mm-hmm. Because you can actually die of a broken heart. Yeah. And there is something called broken heart syndrome, which mimics like a heart attack, but it's not an actual heart attack.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. She be Googling late at night when she can't sleep.
I'm not finding any like metaphysical or spiritual connection. They are saying that depression can affect weight more because people feel less motivated to take care of themselves or to do what's good for them because they're just unhappy with themselves usually or unhappy generally. But I'm not seeing any like... I'm not seeing anything other than that.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, next time I'm really sad, I'm going to weigh myself and see what's up. And then write it down. And the next time I'm happy, I'm going to weigh myself and see what's up.
Do an experiment.
I hope it's like an 82-pound difference.
These are some heavy emotions.
Oh, wow. They're really weighing on me. So, Sheer, I love your sweatshirt. It's from Farm Rio, isn't it?
You know it is.
Furious at Farm Rio.
Weren't you wearing one yesterday? Or
yes. Always. I love Farm Rio. Here's why I'm furious. They did a collaboration with Adidas, and it goes up to a 3X. They do a collaboration, and it seems very Farm Rio-y. They did a collaboration with Anthropologie that just seemed like Anthropologie stuff repackaged as Farm Rio. It did not feel Farm Rio-y. Mm-hmm. They went up to a 3X. Mm-hmm. Their fucking clothing line that's just theirs, I can wear their sweatshirts and their sweaters because they're extra large, fits like a 3X. But I can't wear anything else. Like, the dresses don't come big enough. Mm. And here's my thing, Farm Rio. If you know how to make something oversized, just do it. Like, just go up.
Yeah.
Like, if you could do it, the sweaters, that means you have... Because there's like the sweaters close and stuff. So it's not like I'm wearing them open because they're too small. Like, there's room in my arms. There's room around my waist. You know how to do it. You know how to size up. Do it with your dresses. And I don't know how to get to them. I don't know.
Oh, boy.
Also, Reformation. Mm. They also have plus stuff, but not everything. And they have these smiley face jeans that I fucking want. They don't come in my size.
Quick, weigh yourself right now.
Yeah, I'm probably 100 pounds heavier. Oh, no. So, Sheer, I weigh 792 pounds.
She's furious.
Wow. It's annoying, and it's something I'll complain about until the end of time. That and costumers on shows, because it's either shit that's too small or they say, hey, friend, we're going to make you look like an Avon lady.
Yeah.
They say, here's one of the oldest outfits we could find. It's very ugly. Yes, it has tags, but it's so ugly. Put it on. Don't you want it? No.
Let's switch up this energy.
What? You don't want me to keep screaming?
I sure don't. No.
Okay. Well, tell me something to soothe me.
Tell you something to soothe you. Oh my God.
Yeah, this is in your hands now. Soothe me.
You yourself are super fashionable.
Oh, thank
you. And it sucks that other people don't know how to dress you, but you dress yourself immaculately and it inspires people. Like, truly, there's people always talking about how they figured out how to dress because they saw your stuff on Instagram. And
thank you.
Brands should be so lucky to have you wear any of their things.
Thank you, Sashir. You really did lift me up. What song is that? Is that Josh Groban? You lift me up.
Oh, I think it's
raised. You raised me up. That's what you did. You Josh Groban'd me.
Oh, no. I Josh Groban'd you.
Thank you. That really made me happy. Also, my new pajamas, you can't see the bottom, but the bottom matches the top. And I feel like I look like an inmate and it makes me giggle when I walk past the mirror. And I'm not laughing at people in jail. I'm just laughing at, like, why don't they have separates? Like, why is it, like, so monochromatic?
I don't think they're concerned
with
the look of anyone.
but, like, I feel like that's humane to, like, let inmates pick out, like, an outfit they want.
Yeah.
Like, why not polka dots, stripes, you know, something cute.
Maybe you can come up with a prison line for inmates. Imagine. And they can get, like, I don't know, a few options to pick. So they feel like a little bit more fun.
How do I do that? Do I reach out to Joe Biden?
I really have no idea. But yeah, hit Joe Biden up.
Wake up, Joe. I have an idea for you. Oh my God, I shake him around a little bit until he's lucid.
Yeah.
How do we have the oldest president known to man this year? This is wild.
Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora, be love. Why not grocery shop from the comfort of your couch? With Thrive Market, the no junk food healthy grocery store, you can. Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. Whether you're looking for organic kids' snacks, low sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. Use their on-site filters to curate your own shopping experience to make simpler, healthier swaps. Thrive Market is great for my lifestyle right now because I don't like leaving my house. I love things being delivered to me. I love when it's specific for the things that I need, especially my dietary restrictions. I love snacking on chips, and I'm so glad that they have grain-free tortilla chips because they're gluten-free and they're healthy and good for you. Non-GMO, grain-free, it's perfect for what I need. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/bestfriends for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/bestfriends. thrivemarket.com/bestfriends.
Before I bring a question, a listener emailed us about a giant hot dog statue in Los Angeles. Would you want more info on that?
Yes.
All right, great. I'm going to pull it up. They left a voicemail. I don't think we have to play the whole thing, but they were excited because in Culver City, there's a 7-Eleven. They have the address. I can give it to you. I can text it to you. But there's a giant hot dog on the roof of the building that's right next to a 7-Eleven. And I thought, well, doesn't Nicole like taking pictures with statues and things like that? So she thought it would be very funny for you guys to see it and take a picture if you wanted. So I'll send you the address.
Yeah. Wait, she saw this hot dog and the only thing she thought was that Nicole likes to take pictures of statues, not my lovely hot dogs?
I do think there was a missed opportunity there, but I think her heart was in the right place.
It certainly was, yes. It's best of both worlds. Nicole gets to be next to a giant thing. I get to see a hot dog.
But it's on a roof. How do I get to the roof? Should I climb?
No, we can just angle the camera in a way where it's beside you.
Uh-huh. Yep.
You don't have to be up there.
Sounds good.
Amazing. I'll text you that. Oh, wait. Culver City 7-Eleven, so I'll get you that info.
This is exciting. I can't wait to see that giant hot dog. When you get back, we gotta go. Real quick, can I just tell you? My Sonic rug came in.
Oh, nice.
And I'm having trouble figuring out where to put it in my house.
Of course.
Because it's a Sonic rug.
Right.
It was a real impulse buy, and it doesn't fit with any of my decor.
Could it maybe go with the couch that's behind you? Do you think? Is there a rug on that floor already?
You're going to be shocked at how small it is.
The rug is small?
Do you have to put it on the floor?
Hold on.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Wait, I can't wait. It.
I'm really excited.
Oh, it's so small.
That's not a rug. That's a bath mat. You can put it in front of your shower.
I can't believe it.
I didn't think, because you sat down. I was like, there's no way she's holding it right now.
Uh-huh.
And then you were palming it with one hand.
It is the smallest rug known to man.
Yeah, you could hang it on the wall.
I think that's what I might do. I might put it in like a little glass case.
What state of mind were you in when you bought the rug? What was going on?
You know it was after 2 a.m. You know I had maybe taken half of Ambien and was barely lucid. And I said, oh, Lord, I need that Sonic rug.
Yeah. All right. And you... Did you measure it at all, or did you just, like, blindly click?
Blindly clicked. Measure? I don't know her. Measure? No.
No, I understand. This is the same one who doesn't read the directions of a scale.
I have a question. If I said to you, hey, do you think electric screwdrivers exist? What would you say?
Yes.
Kimmy, Jordan?
Isn't that just a power drill?
I was going to say the same thing.
No, no. An electric screwdriver, you can put like a bit that's just a screwdriver.
Is it shaped like a power drill, like where it's kind of got a handle and then the head? No, or is it like a little skinny one thing?
It looks like a regular old screwdriver, but it's electric.
Huh.
Are you going to tell us that they do not exist?
No. I'm going to tell you that I went to Home Depot in search of one. Mm-hmm. And everyone at Home Depot acted like I was insane. They were like, electric screwdriver? A screwdriver that does it for you and you're not doing it? And I was like, yeah, is that like what? Like, I mean, I think they exist. And they were like, ha, you stupid woman. We know you're a woman. And then I just went on Amazon and they fully have them. They're a thing that exists. And I ordered it. And I was like, why did everyone? Three people at Home Depot made me feel like I was the dumbest woman in Los Angeles County.
No. And I don't trust them anyway. I don't expect that anyone who actually... I mean, I think some people at Home Depot know what's going on. I think a lot do not.
Mm. And it does have like a little... See?
Mm. Yeah.
I even pulled up one that they sold at Home Depot and showed this man. And he looked at it and laughed and said, we don't have that brand at this location. And I said, don't you even want to look? And he's like, we don't have it.
But it was at a Home Depot store?
Yes. And he was like, well, what do you have the store setting set to? And I looked and I was like, oh, not this one. He was like, yeah, we don't have that here. We don't have, there's no electric screwdrivers.
Oh my
and I was
gosh.
He was so mean to like me. That. He really made me feel bad. And then the woman, she was lackadaisical in her hatred. And then the third man who came over, he like gained up with the man and was like, yeah, we nobody knows what you're talking about.
You should go back to the store when you have it and be like, big mistake.
As I'm like pressing, it's like, big mistake.
You're unscrewing all the shelves.
Yeah. Everything's falling. Big mistake. And then they're like, local woman arrested. Okay, now we could do questions.
Yeah.
Hi. Hi, Nicole and Sashir. I love you guys. You're awesome. I've loved this podcast for a long time. And I want to say, I just listened to the episode about sculptures or something. And I'm also a bird girl. I think birds are really cool. I like watching birds. I want to have a pigeon one day. I know lots of other people who think birds are really cool and fun. So I want to know you're not alone in that, Nicole. And I had a friendship question. Sorry, I'm kind of nervous. I'm talking really fast. But I'm in a grad school program and it's really hard. And I feel like I have a lot of friends. Honestly, I have only a few friends who are like kind of judgy about grades and stuff. And I think that I might have ADHD. And so I kind of like process things differently in class. And like I've gotten a few weird comments about that. And I don't really know how to address it. And I feel like I'm a little bit sensitive about one, the way I learn, and also like I've had friends in the past who have been like kind of bullying me and I didn't realize it. And I'm like, oh, it's just teasing. So like, I'm kind of wondering, like, how do I know what's like a big enough thing to say something about like, hey, that hurts my feelings. And like, how to address that with people, because I don't think that they realize that it hurts when they're making comments about grades or like how I'm studying or how I'm focusing, because like I figured out how to make it work for me, but I know that it looks kind of weird to everyone else. Yeah, sorry. I don't know if that's kind of a weird question to ask, but like, how do I be a little bit less sensitive to criticism from friends, or like, how do I know if it's crossed a line? Anyway, thanks so much. Y'all's podcast makes me really happy. Sorry, this is kind of a mess. Bye.
What do you think, Sashir?
I think if, I don't know if this person said that if they've told their friends about their ADHD, but once I knew that you, Nicole, had ADHD, it was easier for me to just keep that in mind. Like when you're processing something or when you're thinking something through, or just, it's just like, oh, okay, this is, you have a different brain than me. And that's totally fine. So I think if your friends have more of an understanding of like, oh, it's just different, then maybe hopefully they would be more kind. But if they're not friends. They're not nice friends. Yeah. They shouldn't be making fun of you like that. But yeah, it's also not, I don't think it's anything to be embarrassed about. It is just how your brain works. So I get being sensitive to someone ridiculing you. But there's no need to be embarrassed about what's going on with you and how you process things.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And then I think, yeah, telling people is relieving, but also invites people to be like, well, don't we all have a little ADHD? To which I'm always like, no, my keys are like a brick. I have so many keychains on it specifically, so if I hear it fall, I know where my keys are. I lose things constantly. So it's like, no, we don't all have ADHD. Mm-hmm. And I'm not telling you to like jump on your friends and attack and be like, I think you could just be like, nah, it's slightly different. Like my brain really just doesn't process things the way yours does. So like this works for me. And I'm glad that like women are getting, or women identifying people are getting diagnosed like more and more, because it manifests so differently in us. Like growing up, I remember my teachers are like, boy, she's a busybody. She runs her mouth. She doesn't like to concentrate. And she rushes through her work. It's like, yeah, because my brain could not process just sitting there. Had a teacher been like, oh yeah, go walk around, take a lap, come back and finish your work. Mm-hmm. I probably would have done so much better in school. So it's like, if you figured out a way to study that is like conducive and helpful and makes sense and works for you, I think it's just like reiterating, being like, oh, I'm sorry, I don't have a stupid normal brain. My brain's more fun and exciting. There's weird little Keebler elves working their way through things. My brain's the Pepperidge Farm and I'm getting cookies later. I don't know. This is terrible advice from someone who's gone off the rails of her thought.
But no, I think they should say exactly what you just said.
I'm getting cookies later. But when I was little, I felt like I saw the Keebler elves on my favorite cookies, those fudge stripes. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that feels like my brain. Oh. I feel like there's little Keebler elves in my brain going up and down the tree, making the fudge stripe cookies. Yeah. And that's how I'm getting things done. Because like one of them goes to pick up my towel that I left on the floor. I fold it up. Another one tells me that I have to brush my teeth. And it's like, as an adult, now it's all constant, just like, you didn't do this, you didn't do this, you have to do this. And it sucks. But like, yeah, it is what it is. And if you could find ways to cope, that's like, you're thriving, you're killing it. And these people making fun of you, I don't know. Like they gotta work on their own shit. Cause like, why are they looking at your paper?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if any of that made sense.
No, I think it did. Okay. I agree. I like that.
Thank you. I don't know if I took my medication today.
It's okay.
Oh, wait, I did right before, so it hasn't kicked in yet. Okay.
Okay. This is another question.
One more.
Do you guys remember a few weeks ago, we had someone call in who was struggling with a friend who was not very good at giving gifts? Our caller was very good gift giver.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They called us back. So here is their update.
Oh, great.
I love it.
Hey, this is just calling back with an update. I just wanted to say you guys were right. My gift language is gift giving. And I think I was just in my feelings because it wasn't a thoughtful gift. And if I could hang out with her more, I probably would, because we used to hang out all the time, but now we both live on separate sides of the country. She's in Washington and I'm in Connecticut. So, like, we don't get to see each other that often. But thank you guys for answering my question. You actually did solve my problem. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Love y'all. Bye.
Oh, yay. I'm so glad.
I love it. Because sometimes when we say solved, I'm like, is it? But it turns out
now we know
it was. It is interesting with like friendship shit where it's like, oh, we're not seeing eye to eye on this thing. And it's like, oh, we're speaking different like love languages.
Mm-hmm.
Like I have a friend who their love language is really time spent together. Yeah. And I think mine is like time spent / acts of service. No, actually, I don't know. I feel like we've done it before on this.
I think we have done it.
I think
we've
figured it out, but I can't remember what mine is. But whatever. Yeah, it's hard. And you have to like remember that it's like, it might be like you or it actually might be them. Who knows? Did I say anything worth of value just then?
Yeah,
I'm really doubting myself at the end of this episode.
Yeah, what's going on?
I think my lasagna high wore off. I truly, I was so elated at the beginning of this. And now I'm just like having a midlife crisis. I'm like, who am I?
Yeah, I think it is good to keep in mind that, yes, some people give and receive love differently. And just because mm-hmm. they didn't do it the way you wanted them to do it doesn't mean that they're not doing it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad that helped.
Solved.
If you have any questions or queries or updates for us, you can email us at NicoleAndSashir@gmail.com. Or call or text or leave a voice memo at 424-645-7003.
Guess what? We also have merch at podswag.com/bestfriends.
We also have transcripts for our new episodes. You can check them out on our show page at earwolf.com.
Lastly, don't forget to RRS, rate, review, and subscribe. That's the easiest way to support this show.
Yay! Okay, Nicole.
Signing off from different states, it's Sashir and Nicole. Good night, America.
Good night, America. And the rest of the world. Other people will do this.
Nope. France, no night night. Different time zone. Oh, good morning, England. See you tomorrow, Australia, which is today here.
Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' cold K-Cup pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.